You know, when you're young and you have a dad, you have a problem, you go to your dad would work things out. But you get into business, and sometimes you've got some really unique problems. You don't know who to turn to. You certainly don't want to turn to a competitor who may have been down that same road before. So you go to Steve Romerman. Lone Star is a company that advises companies how to do things. Steve Romerman joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Is that a fair description? Clarify me.
Yes, but we're not consultants. We are analytics. We do analysis. We have software. We crunch numbers.
And then you give them and let them make the decision?
Right.
Tell me the distinction. How is that different?
Well, consultants are smart people. We are smart people with computers.
I like that. I like that. So give me an example of the kind of problem you're faced with. Can you give me a generic?
Sure, I can give you a specific. When the 3G licenses were coming out, you remember cell phones were going to be very cool.
Yep.
Lots of unproven business attributes, lots of unproven value streams, big opportunity to spend too much. We advised Vodafone on 19 nation build out of whether they should bid on spectrum or not.
So you calculate what the potential return is and how high you can go in bidding?
Yeah, and where does the winner's curse kick in?
I understand you're using artificial intelligence now.
Yeah, we are. We usually don't say that we are because AI has sort of lost any objective meaning, but we are in fact doing that.
Well, how do you incorporate that? You don't put on goggles and fight goblins or something.
No, that's virtual reality.
Oh, virtual reality, that's right.
Yeah, so artificial intelligence has different definitions, but what a lot of people think it means is just getting a computer to where it can go through a process that kind of mimics cognition. It's not really thinking, but it acts like it is.
And this and what's the end product there?
Well, a good example.
What's the deliverable you have? I guess that's what I'm asking.
So we either help people drive their bottom line, what do you need to change to make more money, or we help them drive their top line, how do you do strategic pricing to take more of the market.
How do they find you? You can't advertise on television.
Well, it turns out that some of our best BD is done by our customers, and in particular, when you're sitting around the bar after you've beat somebody and their executives are puffing up about how they did it, somewhere they'll say, well, and we had Lone Star on our side. And usually the loser will call us then.
So how many people does this involve?
Well, there's two ways to count. You count up the number of people on the payroll, which is about 70. You count up all the folks we use. We have about 1,000 subject matter experts. So we're not gurus around a topic. We need a large number of gurus to interview and incorporate what they know into our simulation.
So when you get an assignment, you're going to come in and bring in what you need, who you need, I guess, with what kind of tools you need.
Exactly.
So did this grow out of you started out at Texas Instruments, I mean, a long time ago. Did this grow out of your time at TI?
Yeah, it did. TI was deeply committed to using modeling and simulation analytics. TI was an early adopter of what anybody would call artificial intelligence. And some of the founders of the company learned those things at TI.
So where do you go from here? I just saw that you're looking for more space, so obviously you're getting bigger. Are you still growing?
Yeah, we're still growing. We think the power of computers has gotten to the place where we can begin to deploy our software out to our customers. So we want to empower customers to go solve problems without us. We're happy to just sell them software. So that's what we see the future of the company being.
Have you been working in 5G at all? You mentioned 3G is the roots. Tell me about 5G.
Yeah, 5G is pretty interesting, especially in urban areas. So 5G is going to enable putting sensors on a large number of things that move about. So probably somebody will put sensors on all those little Lime scooters that the folks down in Highland Park are complaining about. And the ability to instrument a large number of things in the Internet of Things, as we say.
Right.
is going to provide all kinds of analytics that just aren't possible today.
But I understand somehow it's got to fold in, you know, traffic lights and sensors on whether pavement is wet or icy or dry. And then I guess if the cars and truck delivery trucks and everybody else has sensors, you know whether roads are clogged. But everything talks to each other. Can you simulate that?
Yeah, and it turns out that some of that is back to the future. If you go back to the way telecom modeling used to be done, it was all done with statistics back in the days when there weren't computers. What you're now seeing is some of those old techniques empowered with computers allow you to do really interesting analytics around traffic patterns, both the traffic of the packets moving around, the traffic of whatever things you're trying to keep track of.
But I gather, I mean, the key is with 5G is there's no latency, that it's instantaneous, so these devices can talk to each other.
Right, and there's also an enormous amount of bandwidth. So today,
it requires an enormous amount of bandwidth?
It has an enormous amount of bandwidth.
Ah.
So today, what say AT&T or Verizon would have to charge you to pump data out of trivial little objects would be financially untenable. With 5G, connectivity costs, especially in urban areas where you have a lot of density, connectivity costs should be pretty affordable.
Wait, so you're going from a 2-lane road to a 10-lane road?
Yeah.
I like that. Do you believe the hype? I mean, is it imminent?
I think it's imminent for city dwellers. I think the economics in suburban areas and rural areas are really unproven. It's not clear to me that things that move around too much. You talked about trucks. Trucks go out into the hinterlands. I don't know that the truck rolling across South Dakota is going to have 5G anytime soon.
Probably doesn't need it, but I guess you'd, if I owned the truck, I'd kind of want to know where it was.
Yeah.
Somehow. All right. So you working on anything fun right now that you can talk about?
Yeah, we're doing some fun stuff in manufacturing. There's a big opportunity in factories to make them more digital, make them run better. We just finished up a job out on the West Coast, a bunch of really cool gearheads who built their own car parts factory. And we've put analytics in that predict when the machines are going to break down and what you should do about it to prevent it. So we're doing both prediction, that machine is going to break down at the end of second shift today, and we're doing prescription, you need to change the way the plastic is flowing through the mold so that doesn't happen.
So how do you predict? I mean, merely because of the number of trips up and down and the times the gears have spun around, or do you have some sort of ability to actually test wear and tear, for example?
So the real answer is really geeky, more than you have time or tolerance to hear. But the short answer is we can now incorporate physics at a level that would have been unaffordable before. You can go into the engineering of the machines and do a pretty good model of how they're going to fail and then watch for those symptoms before they happen.
Knew I should have had a major in something other than English and business. But it's a fascinating subject. I would guess that with the breakthroughs and the new computing strength and everything else, your business gets remade every year or two.
Yeah, we will launch at least one new software title a year for the next 4 years.
Wow, it seems like job security. Steve Romans, the CEO of Lone Star, which has, they say, the right answer. Now we just got to come up with a good, intelligent question for you. Thank you very much.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.